Hello, Sunday School. I hope you're all well. It is so brilliant when I get to see some of you on our Zoom church coffee meetings. It makes me so happy. You know, Mother Juliet and I are always here for you if you need to get in touch. We're available for you through WhatsApp or telephone or email, and all the details are on the church website. Now, you know, one of the things I love about preparing these Sunday school lessons for you is that I find myself on my computer Googling questions that I might never have wondered about. So, what was I asking the internet about this week? Well, there's a clue in the gospel reading. Here's a part of it. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground unperceived by your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. So, of course, I can't read this without wondering how many hairs there are on an average human head. I mean, we could take a little pause now and ask someone in the house with us if we could count the hairs on their head. But that might take quite a long time for some of us. So what do you think the answer is? Is it A, about 1,000, B, about 10,000, or C, about 100,000? What do you think? Well, the answer is C. There are about 100,000 hairs on a human head. Although, apparently, it depends what colour your hair is. That would take a long time to count. If you want to get a visual idea of how much 100,000 is, then if you search for a blog called Visualising Crowd Sizes online, you can get an idea of what a crowd of 100,000 people looks like. Phew, imagine counting all those people. Actually, someone filmed themselves for YouTube and it took them about 40 hours to count to 100,000. And no, I'm not going to watch the video because I have slightly more important things to do, like putting that bit of the gospel in context. So let's put that bit of the gospel in context. Do you remember last week when Jesus was talking to his disciples about how they should go out into the world to share the message of Christianity? Telling them to go to new houses and towns with their message and expect to be welcomed by some but not by others. Well, how do you feel when you have to go and do something like talk in front of a group of people? Imagine if some of those people thought differently to you, but you knew you still had to try and get your message across. It would be pretty scary. I can't help thinking of the Black Lives Matter protesters standing up for what they believe in, peacefully getting their message across, tired and sometimes scared, but willing to stand up for justice. Last week, I wrote that Paul reminded us that God's got our back. But this week, through Jesus' words to his disciples, we realise that God's not only got our backs, he's got every part of us. He knows us right down to the individual hairs on our head. Remember that if you have times when you're not feeling brilliant. To God, you are so precious and so, so loved. I'm sending you my love, Sunday School. And there are some activities on the pages on the website for you to complete if you'd like to. May the Lord keep you safe and healthy and happy. Amen.